When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last October, following an audit critical of the tea industry's diligence in monitoring tea factories and regulating the use of pesticides, India's Food Safety and Standards Authority, FSSAI, announced it would expand sampling at its 220 mobile testing and 247 accredited laboratories. In January, the Tea Board of India reported that 42% of the 245 tea samples failed to meet FSSAI norms, prompting the Assam Tribune to write, quote, "The findings of the FSSAI are not something unexpected given that the use of prohibited pesticides and chemicals has been rampant across tea estates. This failure to stick to quality norms has, in fact, affected our exports for some time now," end quote. The Indian Tea Association writes that stakeholders in the value chain, namely producers, buyers, and packeteers, are responsible, law-abiding entities providing the Indian consumer with a safe and sustainable cup of tea. ITA Secretary General Arjit Raha said ITA supports comprehensive testing to check compliance. He said that testing is being done regularly by tea producers and buyers. The testing protocol includes FSSAI-prescribed plant protection formulations and covers testing of banned chemicals. Raha told The Statesman, quote, "There is, however, a need to create further testing infrastructure, including a testing mechanism for green leaf. The Indian Tea Association has flagged this with the appropriate authorities," end quote. The use of pesticides is so widespread that some observers predict the crackdown will result in declining yields. Quote, "Production will fall because the softer pesticide chemical cannot kill the pests as effectively as those banned. Secondly, people cannot easily get away from bad habits, so I feel some will still use the banned chemicals, get caught, and in that way, tea will be destroyed," said former Tea Board Chairman Prabhnath Besbara in the New Indian Express. Concern has since expanded to imports. Tests of 36 samples of Nepal tea reveal 14 failed to meet FSSAI standards, mainly due to residues indicating the use of prohibited pesticides. In January, after meeting with stakeholders, Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal directed FSSAI to increase the testing of imported teas for compliance with quality norms. Concerns raised about the quality of imported tea apply to domestic teas as well, said Board Chairman Omdareep Singh Bhatia. The present testing protocol allows tests of 36 chemicals for tea. FSSAI now screens for all 20 pesticides banned in growing tea. Under the Food Safety Standards Act, laboratories must also test for contaminants, toxins, and residues. During the 8 months ending August, India imported 14.75 million kilos of tea. Nepal was a top supplier at 8.1 million kilos, with an additional 3.1 million kilos from Kenya and 1.2 million kilos from Vietnam. During the same period in 2022, India imported 17.8 million kilos of tea. Business Insight. FSSAI CEO G. Kamala Vardhana Rao stressed the importance of switching to biopesticides to ensure safety and quality. Rao supports harmonizing standards at the Codex Alimentarius Commission level. There are 180 Codex member countries. Every country has set its limits on food quality standards. Rao said tea must be free from, quote, extraneous matter, added coloring, and harmful substances. The guidelines say that pesticides cannot exceed the maximum residue limit, or MRLs. Favorable rainfall boosted early season production by 15% among Kenya Tea Development Agency smallholder growers who have seen improved prices despite a glut of tea. KTDA Group Executive Wilson Mithura told Nairobi-based People Daily, quote, "We are working around the clock to push as much tea as possible with other stakeholders, including government agencies. Our single focus remains improving the earnings for farmers," he said. From June 2023 through January 31, 2024, the average price of KTDA teas increased by 3% from $2.70 per kilo, it's about 389 Kenyan shillings, to $2.78 per kilo, about 400 Kenyan shillings per kilo. In September 2023, KTDA announced a record 44 billion shilling final payout to smallholder tea farmers that lifted farmers' total earnings for the year by 7.6%, setting an all-time high of 67 billion shillings, or about $630 million U.S. dollars. According to the Tea Board of Kenya, tea output for the first 10 months of 2023 rose 8.6% to 412 million kilos through October. Production by KTDA growers has increased by 15.2% since June, with farmers west of the Rift Valley benefiting from El Nino rains. Growers also applied more fertilizer as the cost of urea retreated from record highs per ton. In 2021, fertilizer prices increased by 143% to an all-time high of $1,050 per ton in April 2022, before descending to historical prices that hover around $500 per ton. Urea prices rose by 22.5% in 2024. Greenleaf production rose to 763 million kilos, compared to 663 million kilos of greenleaf delivered to KTDA-managed factories during the same seven-month period ending in January on the 31st. Demand at auction enabled KTDA factories to increase payments to smallholders by 4 shillings to a total of 24 shillings per kilo for greenleaf harvested west of the Rift, while factories east of the Rift increased their rate from 21 to 25 shillings per kilo in January 2024. KTDA sold 152 million kilos of processed tea compared to 148 million kilograms within the same period last year, representing a 2.8% increase in sales, mainly for export. Primary trading partners include Russia, Pakistan, Sudan, Egypt, Afghanistan, and the United Kingdom. Smallholder farmers in the Kumaon region of the Indian Himalayas broke ground this week for a factory they will own and operate in partnership with U.S.-based Young Mountain Tea. Kumaon Tea co-founder Raj Vrabel said the first-of-its-kind factory ushers in a new era of economic resiliency and autonomy for local farmers. The project was financed by the USAID Cooperative Development Program, U.S.-based Frontier Co-op, Acumen, and Desmond Birkbeck, a multi-generation Kumaon tea farmer who has been the project's primary on-the-ground champion and investor. Vrabel explains that Kumaon's tea farmers, 90% of whom are women, will earn up to 5 times commodity rates for their harvest, with additional income through their collective ownership in the factory. Kumaon was once known for its quality tea, but suffered catastrophic landslides that destroyed infrastructure and limited access to the region. At that time, quote, "Indian tea farmers didn't own any aspect of the trade, the land, the tea factories, not even their homes. The legacy of this colonial origin still impacts farmers today, he said. Rebel added, Kumon tea is set to redefine the Indian tea industry through a commitment to farmer equity, regenerative agricultural practices, and world-class teas. The 170-year-old heritage Kumon tea bushes, some of the oldest in India, produce black, white, and green teas with bright, complex flavors like the best from Darjeeling. The tea is grown at 4,000 to 6,000 feet above sea level. The high elevation contributes to the distinctive flavor profile of the tea, as cooler temperatures allow the more robust flavors to develop thanks to slower growth and beneficial environmental stressors. Samples of the first four organic teas from the factory will be available in June and will ship to buyers in September.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.